Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just introduce yourselves.
Hi, this is Corinne Bolno.
Hi, this is Lily Bolno.
And we are talking because you are a mother and daughter from Fairfax, Virginia, who are going to be starring in the new Hulu reality series, Dance Moms, A New Era, which premieres today on Hulu. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, we got to start. How excited are you to watch today on Hulu? I mean, are you going to sit back with the family with popcorn, or do you have friends coming over to watch, or what's the plan?
So we're going to be watching just with our immediate family. And then tonight we're having a big watch party with our friends.
Yeah, I'm very excited to watch it. And I just think it's going to be so cool to see us on TV.
Absolutely.
We're excited, but we're also scared because we haven't seen it yet. So we don't know what's going to be on it.
Right. You lived it and you remember the cameras being there, but you don't know what all they filmed, right?
Exactly. We don't know what's going to be included because we shot 40 hours a week, but they're condensing that into 46 minutes.
Right. I think it's a 10 episode series, right? But you don't know which episodes you're even going to be on, right?
Well, we're going to be in all 10 of them.
Okay.
But we just don't know what from the 40 hours is going to make it into the 46 minutes.
Right. We'll see what made it on the editing room floor. We'll see. We'll find out. Awesome. Well, I want to try to somewhat paint a picture for our listeners a little chronologically, if possible. So Lily, we'll get to you in 1 second. But first, Corinne, are you and your husband local yourselves? Like, did you grow up dancing? I want to know, like, sort of, let's set the stage with that and then we'll get into Lily.
Sure. Part. Yeah. So actually I'm from Fairfax. I did grow up dancing here. My mother grew up dancing. She grew up dancing in LA. And then when we moved here, she was a dance teacher and I also grew up dancing. So Lily.
Oh, where'd your mom teach?
She taught at Barbara Shepherd.
What's it called?
It's called Barbara Shepherd's Academy of Dance. It's not around anymore, but she had three studios throughout the 80s and 90s here in Fairfax. So it was a big presence here. Her daughter now, Candace Shepherd, has a studio in Bethesda, I believe.
Oh, cool. And that's where you trained?
It is, yes.
Okay, great, great. And is your husband local too?
My husband is from Miami. He came up here to work for the Wizards.
Cool.
And then he worked for the Redskins for a while. And now he's at George Mason.
And now he's a dance dad.
Now he's a dance dad. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Whether
all right.
He likes it or not.
All right. So let's bring Lily in now. So Lily, you're 12, right? So,
yes,
so what, let me do my math. What year were you born then? Cause I'll put that in the article. What's 12 years ago? 2012. 2012. Okay, cool. All right. So then when did you start getting into dance? Was it at Studio Blue or what, was there anything before that?
I've been dancing since the age of 3, but competitively dancing since I was 8. And that's when I started competitively. And then I just got really interested in it during COVID. And I just decided I wanted to work really, really hard. And I really enjoyed it.
So just say a little more about that. So you were at home during the COVID pandemic, and were you just dancing around the house, or you said, oh, I want to pursue this further.
So during COVID, I was dancing at a local studio, and I was just doing like recitals, and we had one competition a year. But like as my second year doing it, I decided like I really enjoyed it, and I was having a lot of fun, and I was like, I really want to work hard for this, and I want to be really good. And my mom told me, she was like, well, if you're going to put the work in, then I will do it for you. And that's how it started.
That's great. Now, what styles of dance? Because there's lots of different styles of dance. What would you say your specialty is?
I train in jazz, lyrical, tap, hip hop, contemporary, ballet, acro, like all sorts of styles.
Everything. That's awesome. And so have you, you said you started at 3. Has that been at Studio Blue in Ashburn the whole time?
No, that was at a different studio.
Okay. Do you remember the name?
I started at Buffa's and then I went to Powerworks and now I'm at Studio Blue. This is my first year at Studio Blue.
Okay, great. And where was the first two? Buffa's and Powerworks? Where were they located?
Buffa's was in Fairfax and Powerworks was in Chantilly.
Okay, so great.
I keep driving further and further.
That's all right. Whatever it takes, to get the best schooling. All right. And so then you're training with is it Gloria Hampton at
Gloria
Studio
Hampton.
Dance Center? She's featured in the show too, right?
What?
She's gonna be in this Hulu show, right?
Yes.
As well?
She is.
Okay, great. How long has she been your teacher?
She's been my teacher for a year because I just started Studio Blue.
Gotcha. But she has a big reputation, right? Didn't she win Teacher of the Year recently?
Yes, she did. She won Teacher of the Year at Star Dance Alliance.
That's awesome. And then also, you have some accolades too, Lily, right? Aren't you an explain what a National Miss Nextstar is. Next
So,
star.
Nextstar is a dance competition, and I won their nationals for Miss Petite title and their first overall.
Great. And where was that held? Where do you actually go for that?
Sandusky, Ohio.
Okay, great. So the first overall advanced soloist title was during that competition. It's all
Yes.
the same. Okay, great. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, then let's then moving right along. How before you auditioned or whatever for this one, before this show came around, did you watch the original run of Dance Moms on Lifetime? I think it was on for like 8 seasons from
Yes,
2011 to 2019.
I watched a lot of the episodes and I actually really enjoyed the show.
So you were a fan. It's basically like a young singer watching American Idol and then getting to go on the
Yes,
show. It's like
I'm a
that.
big fan.
What did you like about it?
I obviously love the dancing and I loved all the characters.
Awesome. And is it cool getting to see like local success stories and people that suddenly getting to be TV stars? Like, was it inspiring? Like, maybe I could do that someday.
Yeah, it was really inspiring to me to like see those girls and how hard they worked all those years, and I wanted to be just like them.
Awesome. So that was the, you watching the original Dance Moms on Lifetime. But then how about this? So this new, it's sort of being rebooted for Hulu. I mean, I know there was various spin-offs and reunion
Yeah.
specials and stuff in between, but this is like a big new reboot for Hulu, Dance Moms, a new era. How did you hear about the show? Like, did you have to apply or audition, or was it Hulu just saying, hey, we're gonna highlight, this whole Ashburn studio?
So shortly after we switched to Studio Blue, the owner approached us about auditioning for the show. And Gloria Hampton had been on the show previously with her daughter Kaylee Ware, as replacements, as Abby's replacement team. And then Studio Blue had become rivals of the ALDC. So that's how they were connected. And so now we kind of have this full circle moment where now Glow is the new choreographer and the new coach, and Kaylee, her daughter, is now a professional ballerina, and she comes back and helps with the choreography.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right. Well, so describe some of the stuff that we might see. Again, I know you said they filmed a ton of hours and you don't know what they chose, but if you had to guess or ballpark it, what sort of stuff do you remember them filming you doing?
So we had to learn a different dance every single week. So we would learn like a couple of like two or one dances in like 2 days, and we would compete it like in on a Saturday. But like there's kids who have known their dances for a full year and they're competing against us, but we only learned it in like 2 days. And that would happen every single week.
Wow. So is it an actual, you saying competing? Is there an actual like winner crowned at the end? I'm not familiar with how it
Yes,
works.
there is an actual winner. So like the judges actually score this. Like Dance Moms doesn't have anything to do with the scores, and it's the actual competition.
Gotcha. And do you know who won, but you're not allowed to share it until it airs?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
So
so
you know the result, but you can't share it during interviews.
right. So every week is a different competition. So we travel to different states. So every Friday we would get on a bus and we travel to a different competition in a different state. And then at the end we held At the end was our nationals went down in Miami, Florida.
Gotcha. So I assume that's the 10th final. That's the finale,
And
probably.
that's the finale, yes.
Great. And I think it all, do they all drop it all tomorrow, all 10 episodes all at once? I think.
Yes, they will be dropping all at once.
All right. Well, Lily, what was the most fun part? And I'll also ask you the most challenging, but let's start with the coolest part first. What was like for you, what was the personal highlight?
Yeah, so for me, what was the most fun part was obviously learning a new dance every week. I just thought it was a really good challenge and it was a lot of fun. And also getting to be with my friends because we were all close before, but definitely as the 10 weeks went on, we definitely grew closer.
That's awesome. All right. Now the flip side of that coin. What was the most challenging or the hardest part that you were like, oh, this is hard?
It was definitely really challenging because we did have to learn a dance in 2 days and then compete it in. We wanted to do good. We didn't want to mess up. So that was definitely the challenging part because we wanted to do so well, but it was a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I bet. But you had Gloria Glow Hampton, you know, leading you through. What makes her such a great teacher? Like, why do you think she won Teacher of the Year?
Because she's a really good teacher, and she explains things very well. So where we understand it, like if she gives us a correction, she'll dive deeper into that and explain it, and to make sure we understand it so we can do it.
Awesome. I also, so in addition to this show, now you'll be a, you know, a TV star for while the show's on Hulu. I also, in addition to that, I see, Lily, you're also an ambassador for Dance Hope Cure, raising awareness for childhood cancer. Explain, you know, why that's an important cause for you.
So Dance Hope Cure is where we like to spread awareness. So we take these photos and we try to spread awareness and let people know what is actually going on, like with childhood cancer, that there's not enough funding.
Lily and I became involved with Dance Hope Cure, which is an arm of a foundation, Arms Wide Open Childhood Cancer Foundation. And through that, they spread awareness for childhood cancer, raise funds to help fund grants to fund cures for childhood cancer, as well as participate in Cure Fest, which is actually coming up in September. It's the annual childhood cancer event on the National Mall. And so Lily's been involved with that, working with childhood cancer patients and helping raise funds and awareness.
Oh, that's so, thank you for such a doing things for such a great cause, and I assume you'll be down there on the National Mall for that.
Yes, we will.
That's great. Well, you know what? Giving back is the most important thing, Lily. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what, no matter how, I know you love the dancing, but being able to give back, that might be your biggest legacy. So keep that up. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Great. So what's after this show airs? You know, it's going to be exciting to watch today on Hulu, but what's next? Like, what is your goal, Lily? Do you want to become a professional dancer? What's your dream job?
I do want to become a professional dancer someday, and I would also love to be in other TV shows and other acting jobs, and I would love to also be in movies.
All right. Well, you can do it all if you put your mind to it. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it, Lily. All right. Anything else you all want to add? I guess invite our listeners to tune in. Like, pretend I'm not even here, and you're just reach through the radio and talk directly to our WTOP listeners. You know, maybe there's a family, you know, stuck in traffic listening to this. Just yeah, invite them to tune in and say today on Hulu.
We're so excited for everyone to see what the girls have been up to for the past 4 months. They've worked so hard. I'm so proud of all of them. And DC, be sure to check us out on Hulu. All 10 episodes dropping today. Dance Moms, a new era.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much, both of you, Corinne and Lily. I really appreciate it.
Thank you
Thank
so
you
much,
so
Jason.
much.
All right, enjoy the show. Pop some popcorn. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank
All right, bye.
you.